But of course, Nancy Pelosi stumbled up to the microphone and said, "We're so proud of the Supreme Court. We're so proud of our friend." This is just another example of the court showing through Justice Roberts that they only care about how their biographies would be written. Doesn't seem like Clarence Thomas or Alito ever does. And by the way, it'll probably be a 7-2 ruling when it comes down against the abortion decision, whenever it does come down. Those will be the only two, because at this point there are rumors running rampant that don't even hope on the abortion issue. That's a lost cause right now. And why would you even doubt that? Right? And of course, people are saying, well, maybe President Trump should have made fun of Justice Roberts. I thought that these judges were supposed to be above any of these personal interactions. That's why they have lifetime appointments, right? Isn't that? I'm just a lowly former history teacher here on the Parabrief on the Crusade Channel. The last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. I thought they had these lifetime appointments, which was supposed to be appointments. I don't know where that came from. So they could rise above a president saying mean things about them. And yeah, this definitely cuts out the four legs of the stool. And President Trump, to his credit, is trying to reverse this as quickly as he can, simply because he said, 43 minutes ago, these horribly and politically charged decisions coming out of the Supreme Court are shotgun blasts into the face of people that are proud to call themselves Republicans or conservatives. We need more justices or we will lose our Second Amendment and everything else. Vote Trump 2020. That's a hell of a sales pitch. Right? I mean, if Trump is the businessman he is, he could just say, listen, yeah, Gorsuch, I don't know what happened there. But it's really the fact that John Roberts is a squish, man. He's an absolute squish. He cares all about how his first paragraph will be written as a objective and fair justice, not politically charged. He's given them enough. But he's also created this precedent that a Democratic president can just create whatever law. Let's say a presidential candidate comes up in 2024. Let's say Trump wins in 2020. 2024, some Democrat wins. And this Democrat puts in an executive order banning the use of AR-15s. Just arbitrary. AR-15s are now illegal. You may think it's a long shot, but thanks to Roberts' decision here, unless the president that follows him, who could be a Republican, even if the union stands at that point, unless the Republican that follows adheres to every single provision of the APA, it can't be undone. Democratic executive orders are now untouchable. Untouchable. Democrats are officially untouchable thanks to Roberts. And if it is politically because Roberts has hurt feelings, then he really is a pathetic squish at this point. He really is a pathetic squish. Because his feelings are hurt. All right. Crusade Channel News Time is 54 past the hour. Let's talk about our significant digit of the day, which comes to us from BeckettLaw.org. This comes on the heels of the last bad Supreme Court decision we had this week. This no good, terrible, awful week of SCOTUS decisions. I mean, if you're a liberal, you got Black Lives Matter tearing about the country. You got police departments defunding themselves. You've got every major corporation doing whatever you want. Jump, they say, how high and do you want me to break through the roof? You've got companies abandoning hundreds of years of brand loyalty. I don't care. Aunt Jemima's not a racist trope. This idea that it is a racist trope, right? And everybody's like, well, what about Cracker Barrel? And what about Cracker Jacks? Nobody cares about that. It's just they're coming for whatever they want. The kid has officially taken over the house. And they don't know what they're doing. They just want what every single impulse they have is being fed. Right? Every single impulse is being fed right now. Oh, we want this? Sure. You want this? Oh, you want candy for dinner? Oh, you want ice cream for breakfast? Oh, you want soda all day and night? Take, 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 take. But back to this Supreme Court decision. Talking about the Gorsuch one, Title VII of the blah, blah, blah act. I forgot what it was, whatever. Equal Rights Act, Civil Rights Act, there it is. Where Gorsuch pretty much, even though leftists on college campuses will tell you sex and gender are not the same thing. It's not the same thing. They've been screaming it from the rooftops for 15 years, for however long. I wrote a paper on this 5 years ago, decimating the idea of sex and gender ideology being the same thing. I gotta find it. Maybe I'll post it on the Acting All Crusadery blog. It's actually quite a bit of I got a liberal professor to tell me how amazing of an argument it was. That's how good I was working at my peak in this program. And it was in regards to transgender bathrooms. But Gorsuch said, nope, not listening to you. I'm gonna pry gender ideology right into it. And so from BeckettLaw.org, an important facet of separation of church and state is that the government cannot get involved in a religious organization's internal religious disputes. Right? That's a great point. You want to talk about separation of church and state? Well, guess what? If there is a separation of church and state, church can't be touched by the state. Right, liberals? Is that what you've been telling us for years? Well, then the reverse is true. Of course, it won't be done that way. But 68% agree with that statement. In a new survey of a nationally representative sample of American adults, respondents showed an intuitive understanding of and supporting of the First Amendment principles that protect religious organizations' ability to determine their own religious mission and belief, including by selecting those who pass its faith to the next generation. Respondents were tested on their understanding of the constitutional protections. And let's see, though the term, no, we're not going to get to that. So we're seeing that people are not happy with the SCOTUS decision. But then again, the LGBT, MAP, transgender movement, it's such a small percent of the population that the federal government has thrown its full weight behind. I gave you that stat from Gallup, I think on Wednesday. They're over almost 49% of public perception is that people are not supporting gay marriage because they don't want it, because it's not natural. It goes against the natural order. So even though the federal government is trying to tell you, you will accept this time after time after time, when people are pulled or asked, they're like, nah, I don't. I don't accept it. All right. So that's our significant digit of today, which is two-thirds. Two-thirds of Americans believe that 68% believe that the government cannot get involved in a religious organization's internal religious disputes. That could even be in matters of hiring.